Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf peches, and we're holding three lines before the wide lines down below. In other words, seven lines from the bottom of pei zayin amid beis. As you recall, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that when it comes to a situation of potential iguna, we just take a look at the first two lines of the Mishnah. Ho'isha shaholach ba'al l'mdina sayom. Her husband went away on a trip, and time has gone by, and he has not returned. Ubov v'amrula, and now someone comes. Now the Lashon HaMishnah is plural, ubov v'amrula. But you remember we said in the Gemara yesterday that it doesn't mean multiple, but rather only one person, one eid, echad came. And he says, unfortunately, meiz ba'alech, your husband passed away. Venistis, and as a result, she remarried. Very festive, very happy. V'yachakach, and sometime later, ba'ala, her first husband returned. Ay, ay, ay. So the Mishnah said a whole bunch of penalties on this young lady. The Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh, Utsricha Get Mizeh Mizeh, Ve'in Laksuv, Ve'payers, The Gemara wants to know, how did she have the right to go and marry in the first place if there was only one eid? Isn't there a general rule, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover? And that was where we left off yesterday. The Gemara asked, Alma Eidechem Mehem. Again, seven lines from the bottom of the Amid. We see from our Mishnah, as well as a couple of other Mishnayis that the Gemara brought, that one eid is believed. Where do we take this from? So the Gemara assumes it's based on a pasuk, the Sanya. It says, Legabi, a person who's bringing a korban chatos. It's got to be known to him that he was over on this Aveira, and because of that, he's bringing a korban chatos. What does that mean? He's got to be known to him. It's not that he did not know and other people inform him. It's got to be that he knows on his own that he did this terrible chait. Oh, Yochelson, that sounds like Ava Pisha Enei Makhishoi Yehi Potter. That if you have two Edom that come and say, Yankel, you don't realize it, but we saw yesterday that you ate a piece of chaylev. Really? A piece of chaylev? I didn't know anything about chaylev. Yeah, you ate a piece of chaylev. We saw it. And he's not makhish them. That means he doesn't challenge them. It's not disputed. I would think Yehi Potter, if that's the case, he should be potter. He shouldn't have to bring a korban chatos because other people are advising him. Talmud loyimar oyhoida eilav mikol mokim. Eilav means if he didn't dispute it, if he didn't challenge it, that means he's accepting it. Then he has to go and bring a korban chatos after all. That's the pshat in the posik. And now the Gemara, actually the pshat in the price. And now the Gemara wants to understand, hey chidami, what exactly is the case when it says v'lo shiyidu achirim? Two people came to Yankel and said, Yankel, we saw you eat chalev. And he didn't fight it. He didn't challenge it. He wasn't aware, but now that he gets to know the facts, he was told. So now the pasuk is telling you, now that he has acknowledged it by his silence, he has to go and bring a korban chatos. For that type of halacha, I don't need a pasuk. It's now no worse than any other case that you have two eidim that come and say to a person, this is the halacha, this is what happened, these are the facts, this is the law, and he doesn't challenge it. Then, of course, he has to follow what the two eidim said. So what's this chiddush? El alav chad. It must be talking about that only one person came on the scene. So when it says, v'loi shiyidu achirim, it means v'loi shiyidu acher. That one person came and advised him that you did a terrible chet, a chet sheyesh b'ikaris. You did it b'shogeg. And what happened? And he was not machish, and he didn't go and fight it. So it's malav chat, b'chileka machish lei mehemen. And if he doesn't fight it, then that one aid is believed. And therefore he has to bring a korban chatos. And this is not just a situation, okay, let's be machmir, you know, let's be on the safe side. No, no. It's not a chumrah, because if you bring a korban chatos and you're not mechuyev, you're bringing chulin ba'azara. So from the fact that we see that you can go and blindly follow one eid by your silence and bring that korban chatos, shema mino, aid echa neman. Oh, so l'choyra have a befeirish right from this pasuk that one aid is believed.
Is this similar to the principle aid echa neman b'surin?
It is similar. Yes. Freit yimara umi mai v'shum d'mehemon. So the Gemara assumes now I have my answer. That's how I have a right that aid echa neman b'surin, both in our case and in cases of chaylev, one aid is believed. Freit yimara umi mai d'mishum d'mehemon. Maybe it has nothing to do with Nemonis per se of that particular aid, but it's because he is quiet. And we have a famous since someone said to him, Mister, you ate a piece of chalev, he doesn't challenge it. So it's as if he is nodding in agreement, and it's as if he's saying himself, yeah, if you say so, it's probably right. And therefore, it's not because of the strength of the Nemonis of the aid, but rather it's because he's moida, and like any time a person is moida, perfect. Zokti Mora, take then I'll bring you a raya that is the real pshat that we're talking about over here, not because of the strength of the aid, but because of the shtika kohita. Yes,
acquiescence.
Because of the acquiescence, perfect. Diknoni seifa. What's the seifa? That Braiso, not actually the Mishnah that we brought yesterday, four lines before the wide lines, the Mishnah began, Tnanami, Eid Echad Oimer Achalta Chelet, Vu Oimer Loyachalti Potter. Right? He's, one Eid said, you ate. He said, I didn't eat. He's Potter. Taim the Omer Loyachalti, that's because he said, I didn't eat. Ha Ishtik is Mehemon. Alma Eid Echad Mehemon. That was the Mishnah right before today's Gemara, before we began. That's the ratio of that Mishnah, and now we go to the seif of that Mishnah. Now back to our Gemara, Tehidik Tani Seifa. Omru Shnayim. Before we were talking about there was Eid Echad Oimer. Now we have two Eidim coming. And they say, Yochalta Chaylev, you ate Chaylev. Vu Oimer lo Yochalta, I did not eat Chaylev. Says the Tanakama, Potter. Because he challenged them, he's Potter. Even though there were two Eidim, he said, Lo Yochalta, he's Potter. Remeir is Machayev. Remeir says, no, you're Chayev after all. Amr Meir, and Omeir says, I'll prove it to you. Kal v'choymer, umayim hevi'uhu, shnayim lidei misa chamura. What would happen if two Edom would come and say that that person, chas v'sholem, ate chelev b'meizit? Then chas v'sholem, you get misa. And not only in our case, what happened?
Misa for chelev, you get
koros. I meant koros. What happens if the two would go and say that this person was machal Shabbos? The mazid. What would he get?
Then
you agree. Baruch Hashem. So you see that two Edom have the koyach to go mimchayv someone in Misa, in Koreis, Misa b'day Shemoyim, this, that, and the other thing. So that's sad. If they went and said about him, no, that he didn't eat a b'mezid, he only ate a b'shoyig, and therefore he only has to bring a korban, certainly shouldn't they be believed if they have the koyach to go and have someone executed. Certainly they should have the koyach to go and force one to bring a carbon. And that's why Remeir's Machayv. L'choyer Remeir's argument is so convincing, I don't understand the Tanakama. How did the Tanakama say that? Two people said, Yed Chaylev, and he says, Le'achalti is Potter. Omru Loi, they told him, I will tell you why. Because Ma'im Yirtzo Loimar, Meizira Yisi, the person has what we call a Migoy. What's the Migoy? You want to be mechayiv me to bring a korban because you said that I ate chaylev b'shoigig. I have a way to thwart you by saying I agree that I ate it, but I ate it b'mezid. And you have no way of looking into my mind whether I did it intentionally or unintentionally. If I wanted to, I could go and say I said it, I did it b'mezid. And if I did it b'mezid, then of course I would be potter min ha korban. So therefore, although he didn't say it, but he could have said it, that's why he's potter according to the Chacham. I'm sorry,
wouldn't the punishment be more chomer if he ate it b'mezid?
Absolutely. But they know Edom that he ate it b'mezid.
Because mentally they can't see where he's at?
Can you see mentally where
no,
I am at?
No.
At the moment I'm thinking about Alaska. Did you realize that?
No.
No, you see? Why can't you? Because you can't see a person's thoughts. Baruch Hashem, if people could see other people's thoughts, the world would go crazy. Exactly. So, getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says now, that's why the Chacham say, because of that migoy, he's potter. This Gemara is brought in Masechtas Krisos, and there the Gemara asks, how does a person have a migoy to say, I could have said, Meizah the Isi, we have another rule that ain odem meisim atzmai rasha. Nobody wants to go around and tell everybody I'm a wicked person, so presumably he would not have acknowledged that he's a wicked person. So how can we go and say that he's potrik? Because he could have said, I was amazing. Nobody's going to say that he was amazing. And the Gemara asks that increases. And the Gemara therefore says that it's not that he would have said those words, but I could go and reinterpret and redefine his words. That when he says, lo yechalti, he meant to say, I didn't eat it b'shoigig, but I rather ate it b'meisim. But not that he actually said that. But because those words that he said are subject to that interpretation, that's already enough to go and say that he's part of it. Anyway, that's a Gemara elsewhere. We have a machloikis, therefore, between the Tanakama and Rameir. Tanakama says potter, Rameir says chayv.
I apologize. What is migui?
The word migui is a difficult concept to define. I know that I have two very distinguished scholars.
It's a sense. You accept his claim because he could have made a stronger, plausible claim in its stead. So since he could have made that stronger and more plausible claim, we accept what he's saying now in light of the fact that he easily could have superseded it with a better claim.
Does that help at all?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So getting back to our Gemara. So now the Gemara is bothered by, in the Sefer, we have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rameir when two Edom came. Let's go back to the Reisha a moment. The Reisha that we read off about 2 minutes ago, four lines before the wide lines. Tananami eid echad am oimer achalti chelev vo oimer loy achalti potter. Now the reason is because he said loy achalti. So the Gemara was medayik. What about ha'ishtik? If he would have been quiet, he's moving mehaman. Then that eid echad would be believed. Alma eid echad mehaman. That was the Reisha of the Mishnah. So you had one person saying you ate chaylev, that person is quiet, he can be mechayev him in eating chaylev, and bringing a carb. So now, getting back to our Gemara now. Reisha, the last word here on the Amid, Reisha, my taimeka mechayvi rabbonon. Here in the Seifa, the rabbonon disagree with Rameir, and they say based on the migoy, which with all the pirush that you just heard so beautifully from Barry, what's the din because of that migoy? He's batur. Ah, going back to the Reisha, however, there we said that if he didn't challenge the Eid Echad, he would be chayiv, even according to Rabban. So, look at Reisha, my time come a chayiv Rabbanon. What's the reason why the Rabbanon would agree in the Reisha that if he didn't challenge him, that he mechuyev a kar? Eileima mishim de mehaman. If you're going to tell me it's because of the strength, the ne'amonus of that single aid, v'atrei ba'alma. In a case where you have two, the avagav the kamachish lehu inhu mehemni, in a regular normal case, when you have two edim, when a person is makhish them, he says, no, it's not true. The two edim say that, for instance, you borrowed $100 from Shimon. No, it's not true, I didn't borrow. You killed the Ruve. No, it's not true. But treba alma avagav the kamachish lehu inhu mehemni. They are believed and he is not believed. And yet, in our case, you have two people saying that you went and you ate chaylev. He challenges him, Omer lo yachalti. What's the dinuk of patri rabbana? So why would the rabbana go and say that he's potter? Normally, two edim, well, that's the strongest thing known to mankind, to halachic jurisprudence. I have two. Full proof. And you have two people. And even though he's makhish, normally, they are believed. Yet, in this case, we say, they are not believed. And now when you have one eid, and he's not machish, then you say that one eid is believed. So you cannot say that the reason why the eid is believed is because the strength of his ne'amonis. Ne'amonis means that he is believed, that what he's saying is authoritative and correct.
Trustworthy.
Credible. Credible. Worthy. Suitable. Any other words that you can think of?
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. That's the best word. Trustworthy. Thank you, Ariel, for coming. Anyway, so the point is that it doesn't make sense. In the Sefer, when we have two Edom and he's challenging it, we do not follow them. So in other words, we don't say that they are fully trustworthy. And he's potter. Yet in the Reisha, when there's only one Ed and he agrees with them, then we say that now he's believed. He's trustworthy. Does that make sense? One Ed is believed and the two Edom are not believed. Elav, it's not because of the strength of their trustworthiness. Ela mishum the ishtik. It's a very, very simple difference. The difference between the reisha and the seif is in the reisha, if he is quiet, what did you say, acquiescence, that's the reason why he's chayiv. In the sefer, because he's challenging, that's why he's potter. Ah, so the reisha has nothing to do with his ne'emanus, the strength of his statement, the strength of his testimony. Because if one, the strength of his testimony would be effective, then certainly if he got two. So we see it has nothing to do with the strength of what he says, if rather it's because he was quiet. Oh, shikakoito damya. And so therefore, that's like the case of person who's moida, what's the din?
Hodos bal din kamei edim.
Exactly. Now, the truth of the matter, the word hodos bal din kamei edim is really in a choish and mishpat situation, but that's what the Gemara is using, that type of svara and approach here too. That if he is moida, he's moida. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the strength of the one aid. It's because somebody said, you ate chaylet. He was quiet, and therefore we assume, therefore, acquiescence, and that's why he's got to go and break. So that has nothing to do with our situation over here, when Holech Balam Dina Seyam. And then they come back, one person says, Meis Balach, I saw that your husband passed away. The fact that she is quiet has nothing to do with acquiescence. Yo, I agree with you. She has no idea if it's true or not. If she wasn't there, she's here. So therefore it's not, you cannot use that same Svara to go and justify the Pshat in our Mishnah. I can understand the Pshat in that other Mishnah, Legav Dechilas Chaylev. Yeah, the person is quiet when he's told, you ate Chaylev. He didn't know. Now that it's been brought to his attention, he's quiet, he acquiesces, and then he's chayv karbon. But in the case of our Mishnah, the person can go and smile and nod 100 times. It's this young lady, but she has no independent knowledge. She just knows based on this fellow that came and said meis balech. So therefore, that would not be a support for our Mishnah. So we go back to square one. What's the reason why in our Mishnah we believe one aid to allow her to remarry? So Gemara Svari, it's based on the Svara. Midiyavi achaticha savik shel chedav savik shel shuman viyasa edecha viyama barili de shuman. Who? To Mehemen. Person comes into a store, into a restaurant, into somebody else's house, and he sees a piece of shmaltz there on the table, and says, what's the nature of the shmaltz? Is it chedav, which is aser, or is it shuman, which is mutter? And then somebody comes by, oh, I know for sure that shuman, you have nothing to worry about. Okay, the Mehemen, you can go believe him. If he looks like a Firmiyin, Erdachid, you can go believe him. Rashi goes one step further, that it must be that that's the case. Otherwise, a person would never be able to eat in somebody else's house, and he wouldn't even be able to eat in his own kitchen. See, look at Rashi, the second line. The Amavarli, the Shuman, who the Mehemen. Havadi Pshitolan, the Samchinen Ale. It's a double portion to us that you can be soymech, you can rely on someone else. Kol zman shalei nechshad, as long as you know that he's a trustworthy individual. Dilav achim, because it's not that case. Ein lecha adam oichel mishel chavera. If somebody invites me to his home for a kiddush or for a meal, I'd never be able to eat there, because I'd have to ask him, where did you get the fish, and where did you get the meat, and how do you know that it's kosher, and how do you know there's no chaylev, and all that. Vein lecha adam soymech al b'nei beisa. You couldn't even rely on your own family members. All of them are kroivim. A cut of his possible aides. If I would ask my wife, I would ask my daughter, I ask my children, where does this meat come from? They'll tell me, I can't believe you. Give me the address, give me the telephone number, I'm going to go and call up, and I have to find out, I have to do research. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, there must be a certain basic level of ne'amanus when it comes to Issa v'het. Zokti Yomara, so just like by the case of Chaticha Sofshel Shuman, we say that the person Eid Echad is believed. Same thing over here. We also have a shayla of Issa v'heter. Is she an Eishes Ish? Is she not an Eishes Ish? One person comes along and says, your husband died. Shai, we can believe him. So l'choy, that's the makor, that's the source, the basis of our Mishnah. Feitimura. That's really not a good sushtel. It's not a good comparison. Me, dummy, how can you compare? Ha'asam le'yishchazik yisura. In the case of the chaylev and the shuman, I don't know whether it's chaylev or shuman. There is no cheskas isur. In other words, it has not been established that this is prohibited. Since it hasn't been established, I ask somebody, Nunu, what do you know about it? I know that it's kosher. I know that it's shuman. So you can believe it. In our case, it's chazik isura. The eishes ish. This young lady, everybody knows that she got married. I was at the chasana. There were 1,000 people that came by to wish mazel tov and to dance and to go and to wish mazel tov to the chusin kala. It was beautiful chasana with 21-piece band. So it was chazik isura, but no, she was an eishes ish. And since it's a cheskes eishes ish, you cannot go and take a person away from his or her chazaka until l'chayr you have to have two eidim. One eid wouldn't be enough. The ein davish be'er b'pachas mishnayim. To compound the problem, yedimu by davish be'er, you always have to have two. And this is a davish be'er because we're talking about ishes over here. So she should have to have two eidim.
Doesn't it contradict the whole premise of the Mishnah of one eid, davish be'er b'pachas mishnayim? I mean, we have one eid.
That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay. That's the kasha that we started off with yesterday, that we addressed. How do you know that one eight is believed? By Davish Be'er, you have to have two, as well as it's Chazik Yisura. Says Yimara, Holy Dam Ye'ela. If you want to make a proper comparison, don't compare it to the case that you said before. Sofik Shul Chaylev. Sofik Shul Shulman. Ela Dam Ye'ela Chaticha Devadai Chaylev. It's 100% Chaylev. What means 100%? You and I were present when the shechita took place, and then when the mashkiach opened up the animal, and both of us happened to be bekiyim, we're expert at what is chaylev and what is shuman, and we saw the menaker, or we saw the mashkiach, or whatever, took out a nice piece of white fat, and you and I both know, oh, that's from the hind part, that's for sure, that's for chaylev, for sure, nothing to talk about. We're talking about people, of course, that know. We're not talking about people that are ignorant. They know for sure that that's chaylev, nothing to talk about. Put it here on the table. It's been watched now for the last hour. Vasa Eidach, and one Eid comes by and says, V'omar, borrowly the Shuman have. Oh, I know for sure that that's Shuman. Of course, everybody would say, you're Meshigana, you don't know what you're talking about. I saw him in my own eyes. I know for sure that that happens to be Chayrib. You're going to tell me it's Shuman. Here too, everybody knows for sure. Here it's Chazik Yisur. We know for sure that this lady happens to be married. Now, a person wants to come and say, well, I know for sure that it's Shuman. Are we automatically going to accept what he has to say? Of course not, because we know for sure that the lady was married. It's Chazik Yisur. Zuk Timura, the parallel that you're trying to make is also not 100% accurate. Because me, dummy, how can you compare it? Hasam afilu osabe meya loy mehemi. In the case of the chaylev, where we know for sure that this is a shtik chaylev from the hindquarter that there's nothing to talk about, we know Barry and I and Daniel and Ariel and Brother Shai, we all know we saw as it was lifted from the animal, 100% chaylev. Even if 100 people were to go and say, no, it's not chaylev, it's shuman, it's shuman, it's shuman, it's shuman, it's shuman, it's shuman. It's what we would call fake news. The whole thing is baloney. And we know it's chaylev.
Baloney, it's chaylev.
Okay, thank you. Even if 100 people were to go and say that it is Shuman, they're not going to be believed. In our case, you have to agree. If two people say that the husband passed away, even though it's Chazik Yisur, I know for sure that the marriage took place, well, we're going to go and believe the two Eidim Mehemni. Why is this different Manishtana? The answer is very, very simple. Because Chaylev, no matter what you do, cannot be converted to Shuman. This chaylev is going to remain chaylev forever and ever. You can go and plaster on top of it shuman, toothpaste, and ketchup, and salami, and put on a dab of mustard and vinegar. You cannot change the facts. This happens to be chaylev. So 100 people can go and say it's shuman. It's all baloney. Chaylev. However, in our case, since we're talking about a woman that got married, it's true that she got married. But her status can change. How can it change? She can become an almana. She can become a grusha. And I have two edim now that said that she became an almana. So they're believed. So based on that, says Imar, perhaps chanami lehemne. Maybe one person should also be believed. So therefore, we don't have a clear-cut raya one way or the other. And that's why we have to, again, try to find a makar, a source for our Mishnah.
It's very interesting because right now I'm learning Sota, so there's a whole discussion also whether one eight or two.
Kino or the Stira. You see that you're applying your vast Talmudic knowledge to go and build bridges between one sug and the other. Kibali. Mechim will continue doing that until you'll be able to. Yeah. Anyway, Sigmar says, okay, I finally found the Mokka. Media va Tevel, Hegdish v'Koinamois. In these three cases, Tevel, Hegdish v'Koinamois, I'm concerned, I come to the farm. I see a bunch of tefuah. Is that tevel, not tevel? And the person tells me, it's not tevel, we took off the trumas, the maizis, everything. Okay, so I can believe him, and I can go and buy the chulin and eat it. Or hegdish, I know something was hegdish, and then someone comes, yeah, but it was, someone was poided, it's no longer hegdish, now it's chulin. Okay, one person I can believe it. The koinomis. Koinomis is a form of neder, as we'll learn in Yeshiva Maseches Nedarim. The word koinim itself happens to be a word which is a somewhat of a colloquialism, where we took the word carbon and we converted it to koinim. Anyway, what's the story over there? Similar to the case of Hegdish, I'm concerned that this happens to be Asur. Someone said, no, it's Mutter. In all three cases, as the Gemara will explain in greater detail, L'choyde the halacha is Eid Echad is Neman. So just like in those three cases, the same thing will apply in our Mishnah as well. So break the Gemara, hay tevel echidami. Explain to me, tell me the minutiae, tell me the details. What's the case of the tevel? Ididei, if I come to the farm, and I ask the farmer who owns that farm, what's the nature of these fruit? What's the nature of this grain? And he says, Mr. You have nothing to worry about. I give the truth, Mr. Maizus, everything. It's all chul. That's no longer tevel. So tomorrow, you know why he's believed? Mishum to be yadol esatna. There it's not because Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin. It has to do with the fact that even if I didn't believe him, on the spot, he could go and take the Tumas and the Maizus, and in 2 minutes it would all be Misukan. So therefore, in such a case, the reason for his Neman is not because he's an Eid Echad, it's because there is a failure of ischazik isura, because any type of isur that with the just snapping your fingers, not mommy snapping your fingers, but within 3 minutes the whole thing could be mesukan. So then there's no ischazik isur, because saka maybe 3 minutes before I arrived on the scene he was mesakin it, and if he wasn't, he can mesakin it now. So that wouldn't be right. Ela diacher, it must be we're talking about not to the farmer himself, but somebody else comes by. I know that it was all taken care of. So frank to my kasova. How does that person know, and how are we relying on him? That anybody can go over to anybody else's field and give trumas and mises on behalf of that individual, because I'm being mezakeh him by taking away from him this burden of having to go and be mafish the trumas and mises, and now being mezakeh that everybody can go and eat now the chulin. If that's the swara, that a person can be toidim, then we have the exact same svar again. See, he's not the farmer, but he is a quasi-farmer, because if he wants to, he could right now, he could also be toidim, and therefore, since it's biyadol saknoi, it's not his chazik yisura, nishkarai. V'ikosov atorch das balim, if you're going to tell me that a nice, wonderful person who wants to go and do this beautiful act, he cannot do it without the permission of balim. V'omar, and he says, I know because I saw the farmer, or in fact because he authorized me, or he authorized somebody else and I watched it. So you could ask the same question over there too. What's the mucker? How do you know that you can believe one person? Maybe you have to have two aidim.
Also, believing the owner of the farm, he has his hand in the matter, so he may not necessarily be as honest or as candid.
He may have a negia.
Right.
You mean they have a prejudice.
Right.
The same thing applies if you would come to somebody else's house for Kiddush and they want to ask you to eat children. I'm going to ask the wife, where does she get the meat from? She gets the meat from XYZ. Oh, that's super kosher. But maybe not. And the reason why she's telling me that is because she has a negia. Her negia is she wants me to go and eat the children. She doesn't want to leave it for tomorrow because then nobody's going
to
want to eat it.
She doesn't want to say that she went to a lesser
exactly
source.
Right. But nevertheless, we believe, like Rashi said before, you always believe a person. If not, ein lecha adam oichel bishel chaveira, ein lecha adam soichel oichel alzay michal b'nei beisay. So getting back to our Gemara now, Hegdish Nami. We had three cases: the tevel, the Hegdish Kenos, Hegdish Nami. Let's see once again what's the case over there that we believe one aid and we want to bring a raya from there. We want to extrapolate that the same thing would apply to us. Hegdish Nami, ikedush is damim. If the Hegdish that we're talking about is kedushas dam, in other words, you were makdish, for instance, this table, this chair, and you gave it to the gizbar, that's kedushas dam. No, you know the reason why you would be believed to say that it's no longer hegdish. Yishem de biyada lift eyesight. It's again biyadai. If he wants to remove the kedushas dam, all he has to do is say that this the table is worth $100. I'm going to be moisiv a chaimish. Here's the money, and it's done, and therefore it's back to cholim, no longer kadosh. So it's again it's biyadai. In kedushas gufi, if you're talking about something kedushas guf, such as an animal that you are makdish for a carbon, ididei, if it happens to be his carbon, his animal, he could always go to the bezin and or to the roof, depending on whether the roof happens to be a mumcha. Otherwise, he goes to bezin of three, and he can be shoyl al nidra. They'll ask him, what are the grounds? And then hopefully they'll find the Pesach Harata, and then they'll be able to go and say, Os Kedusha, it's all fine. So, Ibazoi, it's again, Biyodoi. El Diacher, must be talking about somebody else's carbon. Yankel has a carbon over there, and I ask Beryl, what's the nature of that carbon? It's no longer carbon, it's Os. The Omar, he tells me, Yadanabe, I know the Itchel Mariale. I was there, I was in the Bez, and I saw that he was short. So, if you want, he go from Midalan. Let's ask the same question over there. How do you know that I can believe you, uncle? Maybe it's not true. Maybe the whole thing is a bubamaisa. Maybe I have to have Alpishnai made him Yakum Dover. Same thing as Kunovis Nami. Koinam again in the form of Neder. And in Mesechus and Dorim, there's a machloikis at what level of Neder is, since he uses the term Koinam, which is similar to the word carbon. Ikasava Yesh Me'ila B'Kunovis. Do you say that it's Dinam Me'ila B'Kunovis, meaning that if a person. What is koinim? Koinim means the person takes this tissue box and says, koinim tissue box there alive. I'm not going to have enough from the box, enough from the tissues. I'm not going to have any enough. What happens if he does have hanoah? So according to one man, the Amasech, there's a din of me'ila. Why? Because although I didn't use a lotion that I makdish it, I used a lotion of koinim. And koinim is similar to carbon. Carbon is an inyan of being makdish. And therefore, if I do have hanoah from this tissue box, or from the tissues therein, then there would be a din of me'ila. Ah, if you hold yesh me'ila b'kenomis, u'kedushas damim nachsalu. And in fact, it gets kedushas damim, I have to go to the gizbar to go and redeem it. So if you want again, mishim diyadal of toise, the same svar that we had before. The reason why one person would be believed to say, it no longer has kedusha, because he can be pointed. Because of Ein Ila B'Kanamis, it just happens to be the Isma Almu Derach of Lohu, Akaspe. All he did was he asked it and said, I'm not allowed any. No, I didn't mean to give the Gizbar. The Gizbar has enough tissues. I just want to go and say, I'm not going to use these tissues because I only like Kleenex. I don't like laurel tissues or whatever it is. Since Dr. Namal, if it happens to be his own tissue box that he said, I'm placing a koinim on, Bishem to be Yadalit Shuvi Alei. Once again, since it's a Neder, he can go to the best and then he Shoyal Al Nidroi. So that's why he's believed. Elad Acher means that it belongs to somebody else's tissue box. The Omer, I know Yadala the Itchel Mori Alei. I know for sure that you can use all the tissues, no problem, because I know that he was Shoyal to the Bezin this morning, and therefore they removed the Isir koinim that was on it. Again, he go from Inala. So ask the same question there too. Just like we're asking over here. How do you know that she can remarry on the basis of 1/8? So you're telling me, just like by Tevil, Hegdish for Kanavas, we can rely on 1/8. How do I know over there that we can rely on 1/8? Zoki Maram Reb Zeira, I'll tell you why. Mitechoy Meshech Marta Aleha Besoifa Hekalta Aleha Betchila. The reason why we rely on 1/8 to allow her to remarry is because since we imposed upon her so many punitive measures, besoif, if she did not follow the rules and regulations correctly, in other words, if Chas V'Shalom, she married and afterwards her husband comes back, like the case of our Mishnah, Ach Kach Bo Pala, therefore he called to Le Bat Chila. What happens if the husband comes back? So remember, the Mishnah said, Tetz Mizeh Mizeh. So he could get Mizeh Mizeh. Ein Laksuba V'Lei Peiris V'Lei Mizoynis V'Lei Beloi Zoh. The Mishnah even went to the extent to go and say that children from not only the second marriage, but even from the first marriage, if she returns back to her original husband, future children are going to be Mamzeirim. There's no reason why they should be Mamzeirim. That was her legitimate husband all along. Midrabanan they are Mamzeirim. Wow. That's a major, major punitive measure. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Since we put on all of these penalties, all of these kenosos, all of these punitive damages and measures, if Chas V'Shalom things do not work out correctly, that's why at the beginning we gave a kula and we said, you can go and remarry. So Gemara, what do I need the chumrah for? What do I need the kula for? Just say that the lady should not remarry unless she has 2 eidim. Because of the terrible plight of igunais, the chachamim were mekel. They said, in this case, we will allow for her to rely on 1 eid, combined with, says Rashi here, and the Rashi in the Mishnah, the woman has to be daika umintzava. She has to go be medaktik. It's not enough that she heard. 1 eid already leaves a presumption that probably her husband passed away. Otherwise, why would 1/8 come from Africa or Afghanistan and say, oh, I saw your husband, unfortunately he passed away. It's presumably he's telling the truth. But that's not enough. She now has to go and call up the FBI and the CIA and the Mossad and the Interpol and KGB. Anyone and everyone that might have any slightest idea, she knows he went to London. She should call her friends in London, call the police in London. She has to call him. She has to do a lot of research. If she did proper research, the husband's not going to come back. If the husband did come back, it's a sign that her due diligence was insufficient. So therefore, that's what our Mishnah says. Young lady, we want to be nice to you. We don't want you to go and spend the rest of your life as a spinster, because unfortunately you have no husband. We will rely on 1/8. But, and this is a capital B-U-T, but, not B-U-A-C, but, you have to do your due diligence. Because if you don't do the due diligence properly, and your husband comes back in a day, week, month, year, 5 years, 10 years, are you going to suffer? No ksuba, no paters, and no mezoinis, you can't go to this husband and that husband and your mom's aiden, blah, 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 blah. So that's the reason why we were makel in our Mishnah Miguna, Ekilu Baraka.
If two witnesses come, then she is not punished, she's not penalized.
That's what we had in the Mishnah, right? Yes, that's correct. If she remarries based on two witnesses, then of course she has to leave the second husband, goes without saying, but she doesn't have to leave the first husband, and the children will not be mamzerim. And if she gets divorced from the first
husband, we're talking about the subsequent children.
100% only talking about subsequent children. Okay. But the subsequent children of the first marriage shouldn't be mamzerim, because the second marriage was never legitimate, it was never effective. But that's what
she was an onus. She was an onus.
An onus, exactly right. Total onus.
One small question about being poder from Hegdish. If the Gizbor is not around, if someone's makdish something far away, mm-hmm. and the Gizbor is not around, can it be said to be in his hand, it's in his power to redeem it from Hegdish, if the Gizbor is not there to receive the money? Or is it
enough? It's a good question. My assumption is no, he cannot independently do that, because he's makdish, Kedusha Zaman, and now belongs to the Gizbor. The Gizbor is in charge, and you can't go and
be poted without the Gizbor's permission.
Correct.
So it depends on the proximity. Well, there's other context to this.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Sure. What did we say in the Reish of our Mishnah on the second line, that if she did remarry based on 1/8 and now based on 1/8 and now they come back and tell her that unfortunately she got remarried based on 1/8 and now the husband himself arrives on the scene, v'yachach bo'bala tayitzimizeh umizeh omarach loishanu elishinissis be'edach. That's only if she got married the first time, meaning with the second husband, she got married based on 1/8. Amnisapishnayedim loitaitse. She does not have to go out. Now, when we say loitaitse, this is a vague answer or vague statement, loitaitse, because the question is, does she mean from the, did Rav mean from the first husband, or did Rav mean from the second husband?
There is no second husband.
Right. First,
okay, so let's go and see the Rashi. Lo teitzei, you see four lines on the bottom?
Yeah.
Please read it. Kosol kadaita.
Lo teitzei misheni. But legally, there's no second marriage, though.
So do you agree that Rashi says that we say?
I agree. I'm puzzled.
Fine.
I'm perplexed.
Yeah. You're perplexed and puzzled. Yeah. And the reason why you're perplexed and puzzled, because you have to wait for the next Gemara.
Yes.
The only way you can maybe say, I'm close to Kedusha shall be...
Okay, so let's see. Let's see.
Kiru, Kedusha, Rishon, maybe.
Very good. But what you're saying is, by the way, what a lot of the Meforshim explained on the previous Gemara. He said, didn't we say before in the Gemara that how can you, the Chacham, say, okay, it's good the Chacham have Rachmonis in this young lady? Very nice. You have to have so they say, because called the Mekadish, the Rabbanan Mekadish, and so therefore the Rabbanan would have the right to go and be mafkir the kedushan umafrei, and therefore won't be a davar she'erva. In other words, that when the 1/8 comes, and we don't know whether it's true or not, whether the husband passed away, we don't have 2/8, we only have 1/8. The Chacham go and say, since when you originally married your husband a year ago before he went to the Dina Sayyam, it was Hariyat Kadesh Kadas Moshe Yisrael, Kadas Moshe Yisrael. So it was Al called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadesh. The same that Rabbanu can go and say, it's as if you were never married, and therefore you don't have a problem in remarrying. That's how many of the Meforshim explained the previous Gemara. But getting back to our Gemara now. So Rav said, if she was married based on two Edom that said that the husband died, Loitzeit says she does not have to leave her husband. And again, be have a minute, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. She can stay with the second husband, even though the original husband arrived on the scene and says, I'm here, remember me. It's okay. Since he quote-unquote died a year ago based on two Edom, she's allowed to stay with the second husband. And of course, Machako Aleba Marov in Eretz Yisrael, they were mocking, they were smirking, they were laughing. Us, the Gav V'koi, the original husband is here. We see him in front of our eyes. But Amr Sleitetz, you say that she doesn't have to leave the second husband? Heresy. I don't understand what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense. By the way, the Gemara is going to say all the way at the end of this sugya that when Rav said Leiteitze, he meant from the first husband, not from the second husband. But we're not at that point yet, Mitch, and we'll get to that later in the sugya. The Gemara, in the meantime, is trying to defend this pshat that Rav says she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha, the Leyedinan Le. When the new husband comes on the scene, she says, I know he's saying he's my first husband. I know he claims to be Jack Smith, but I don't recognize him. He was my husband. Nah. This is an imposter. This is a phony. It's not true. And that's the reason why I don't believe him. If she says she doesn't recognize him, we said in the Mishnah that if the husband comes back on the scene, Taitzim is Mizem. And we said that Mishnah is talking about a case where there was one aide that said, Meiz Ba'alech. Oh, the husband comes back on the scene, Taitzim is Mizem. Said Rav, it's only because it was one aide. But if she was married originally based on two aidim, Loi Taitzim. What's the reason why she has to leave anybody? It's only because her husband came back on the scene. But if she says he's an imposter, she's not her husband, so what difference does it make that there was originally one aide that said that the husband died, or two aidim that said the husband died? Doesn't make any difference. Bottom line is, they said the husband died. This fellow over here is an imposter. She says, I don't recognize him. So my date said, what's the difference between one and the other? Says him, the also betray the Amri Anan Havinim Badei Mechinofik V'ad Hashta. We have two aidim that are coming together with the husband. When it says Yachkach Bobala, put in parentheses, Bobala, together with two aidim. And those two aidim say, we want you to know, we were together with Mr. Jack Smith for the entire year. It's true, he hasn't been here for a year. We were there the whole time, Michinafak, from the time that he left. We were there at Kennedy Airport when we left.
The security detail.
Exactly. We had Hashem, we've been there for the entire year. The whole time we were in his office, we stayed in the same house with him, etc. Va'atun hudalei disalei. And you don't recognize him. Why don't you recognize him? You see that some people recognize the others, and the others don't recognize him. Maybe the reason why she doesn't believe him, because he has now different physical features than before. Maybe when he left, he was 500 pounds, and now he's down to 150 pounds. Maybe before he was clean-shaven, now he has a long beard. Maybe before he had a nice trim haircut, and now he has the hair going down to his belly. Whatever. That's why she doesn't recognize him. I can't think of anybody of that nature. I'm just talking in theoretical terms, as you understand. Anyway, so bottom line is, what the Gemara is telling us is that we have now one husband together with two Edom. She denies the whole thing because she says that he is an imposter. But you have two Edom that say, no, he's the real McCoy. What's the story now? So Rav said, under those circumstances, if she was married based on one aid, then Taitzim is only that she'd have to leave the second husband. If there were originally two Edom, then she does not have to leave the second husband. She can stay with the second husband. Freytimara, I still don't understand. You're telling me that the reason why there's a difference between two Edom and one Ed is because she doesn't recognize the guy. No, if she doesn't recognize him, why even by one Ed Taitzim is Edom? Oh, because the two Edom that say this is the real McCoy, you just don't recognize him, and therefore you don't know what you're talking about. Safe. What do I have now, bottom line? I have Trey Utreinu. Look, I have two against two. What are the two against two? The original two Edom that said that the fellow died. Two new Edom come on the scene and say that the fellow is alive and kicking. And therefore,
the fellow himself is there also, right? In the second verse.
Yes, and he's there too. Not alive and kicking. You see him with your own eyes. Right. You don't believe
him. And they testify he is in fact Jack Smith.
All of that is part and parcel of this whole package deal in the Gemara. So Tamara, so Ibazoi, Vabo Aleha bi Oshem Tolikoi. how is the second husband allowed to stay with her? Doesn't he have every single time that he lives with her a situation of being a mechuyev ashem tali? What means he's mechuyev ashem tali? Ashem tali means any time that you have a piece of shuman, you have on the table shuman and chaylev, according to some, even if you only have one, and then after that the person eats it, and then you tell him, oh, we think it's chaylev. Do you know for sure? Don't know for sure, because there were two pieces, and I don't know which piece he ate. So, I don't know what you have to do in those circumstances. You can't go and bring a karm chattas, because you don't know for sure that the person was chote. On the other hand, you want to protect the chassa shomen and yisurim. So therefore you bring a karm and ashram tolik. So how would the second husband be able to go and live with her? Psi 1-8, psi 2-8, it doesn't make a difference. His heart should be palpating every moment.
Suffocatious ish.
It's talking about that the second husband is one of the original Adam that came on the scene and said that I saw that your husband died. Whether or not she should have married him or not, we had an earlier Mishnah about that in earlier. But point is, that's what she did. She married this Aid. And this Aid says, I don't care what these two Adam say, that this guy is the Jack Smith. I was there. I was at the Levaya. I was one of those that gave the Hesped. I was part of the Chevra Kadisha. I buried him. I know for sure. I don't have to bring any Ashram Toli. It's crystal clear to me. Frank Timur, Abba Higufa, but Ashram Toli Kaima. Doesn't she have the same problem?
Yes.
You're going to go and tell me that if you have two Adam, then she can go and two Adam that originally said that we saw that the husband died, then Loitetze, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. How can she go and stay the second husband? After all, it's two Adam against two Adam. So tomorrow, by Meris Borili, she says herself that it's crystal clear to me. In other words, I don't have any sveikis. I know for sure that this piece on the table is Shuman. You're trying to go and say, well, maybe it's Chayla. I know for sure, Borili, I know for sure this is not my husband. Rashi says she knew about certain physical simanim that he had or didn't have, and therefore she knows for sure dos is imnishni. See, Rashi says bari leaky going top line going aydi simanim. She knows that in back of his ear that he had a little
beauty mark,
and it's not there anymore. Or she knows in the middle of his belly he had some sort of whatever. She knows for sure, and therefore she knows 100%. That's why she doesn't have to bring Asher Tali. They don't have to bring, and the husband doesn't bring Asher Tali. Frank Timara ihochi may remember. So I don't even understand what the chiddush now of Rav is. That Rav says that if there were originally two Adam that said that the husband died, that loitaita, she could even stay with the second husband.
When she says that she's certain it's not.
Again, if you want, each time I can repeat it. But do you want to leave now or do you want to leave at 12 o'clock?
No, you want to leave sooner.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, it's talking about that the husband came and there were two Adam that came with them and said we were there from the first minute until the last minute. And she says that Barley and the Bayaki Yoish was there. And the one that she married is one of the two Adam. And she says Barley. All of that is part of the package deal from now for the next 20 lines. Zoki Mora, Ihochi, my member. So, in Bazoi, what's a Kiddush of Rav? After the Rav Nachmer Rabbi Yoisi, like Omar, even Rav Nachmer Rabbi Yoisi, who is the Machmir in the Brice that we're going to learn in another second or two, even he, like Omar, he didn't say Teitse, Elikishabo Adam, the Achakach Nisses, when Adam came and said, she is still an Ashes Ish, because the husband is still around, the Achakach Nissen, and she defied those Adam, and she married anyway. This is Yachach Bo Edom. Even Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi agrees loy that if the chasana happened first and the Edom came later, like the case of our Mishnah, even Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi said no. Loy Teitze, she can stay. Loy Omer. The sign of the Brisa. Who's this Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi? The Brisa is similar to our Mishnah. Shnayim Oymer Mes. Two people said that Jack Smith died, and therefore you are no longer an Eishes Ish. The Shnayim Oymer Mes. They said no. The first guys, they don't know what they're talking about. They made a mistake between Jack Smith and between John Smith. No. Your husband is still alive. So you have two against two. Shnayim Oymer Niskasha. Two say we know for sure she got a get. The Shnayim Oymer Niskasha. She said that was not a real get. That was really a false document. Goodish. So you have now two against two. Now she wants to remarry based on the favorable testimony of the two Adam that say that either the husband died or that she got a get. She's not going to get married. It's two against two. She can't get married. The amnesis, and if she did get married, then we don't have to go and have her come. She shouldn't go and marry. But if she married based on the testimony of two Adam, no, She had two edim on her side. Teitzi, she doesn't have to go out. Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, Omar, Teitzi, no. Even if this is Teitzi. Now, when did Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, who is the Machmir here, when did he say Teitzi? Omar Nachman, Rav Yosi, let me explain myself. Don't think I'm just one of these Machmir guys. In a situation where both the good Edom had already come and the bad Edom, when I say bad Edom, meaning Edom that say that loimes, the loines kasha, and she says, well, I don't care about the second pair. I love the first pair, I'm going to rely on them. And therefore we say to the lady, you can't do that. If you have two kosher Edom that's saying that your husband is still alive or he didn't give you a get, you have no business doing that. And therefore, Teitze, even if you got married, arose. But however, if initially there was only one pair of Edom that said that the husband died, and based on that, she remarried. And then a day later, a week later, a month later, two new Edom go and say, no, it was a mistake. In fact, he did not die. He's still alive. He's coming back in Yetz Hashem on the Queen Mary in another month or two. Harizu loy teitze. Even Rav Nachman Rav Yosi would agree that she does not have to go out because, after all, it's only two against two. So lechatchila, if both pairs of Edom had come on the scene before she remarried, she had no business remarrying. And if she did remarry, bad girl, arose, teitze. However, she did what's proper. There was one pair of Edom that said the husband died. Okay, I don't want to remain a spinster forever. She found another shidduch. She got married. Everything was totally legal. V'yachabu Edom, and now new Edom come and say, no, you made a mistake. The first husband is still alive. He's going to arrive on the scene. Until he arrives on the scene, she's like, Teitze, she doesn't have to leave. She can go and still rely on her first pair of Edom. So therefore, l'choyer, that's the same case of Rav. The Rav said in our Mishnah, when does it say in the Mishnah, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, that Stavka, if initially there was only one aid that said that her husband died. But Rav says, I'm Nisab Bishnei Eidim, but if there were two aidim that said that the husband died, Loi Teitze. No, that's the same thing as Rav Nachman Rav Yosi. Even Rav Nachman Rav Yosi, who's the big Machmer over here, also agrees that if she got married on the basis of two aidim that said that the husband died, and no other countervailing evidence or other Edom had come on the scene, she's allowed to get married. And even if Edom comes subsequently, she can go and stay with that second husband. Because, like I'd say, unless the husband, of course, comes back. And therefore, Freita Limara, why, what's the chiddush of Rav? Isn't Rav just repeating on what Nachman Rav Yosi said? Everything Gemara ki kamer Rav Nami bezman shebo Edom v'yachach nisus lafukim Rav Nachman Rav Yosi. The chiddush of Rav is to say that I disagree with Rav Nachman Rav Yosi. The Rav saying bezman shebo Edom v'yachach nisus. Rav is not referring to the fact pattern of our Mishnah. He's referring to a case talk of two Edom and two Edom. Two Edom said that the husband passed away. Two new Edom came on the scene and said that the husband did not pass away and he's still around. And she relied on that first pair of Edom. What's the din? According to Nachman Rav Yosi, arose, teitze. She had no business going and marrying. Says Rav, I disagree with Nachman Rav Yosi. As long as she relied on one pair of kosher Edom that said that the husband died, loy teitze. And therefore, Rav is passing like the Tanakhama of that Braisa. Because if you go back to the Tanakh of the Braisa, that's what he said. Shnayim Omrim Mes, Shnayim Omrim Loy Mes. Harizu loy tinasi, don't get married to chetchila. But if you got married to chetchila, don't take it. You don't have to leave. On that, Rav Nachman Rav Yosi said, if both pairs of Edom came, no, take it. But the Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama says loy take it. That's what Rav's chiddush is on the Amud Aleph to say that we paskin like the Tanakhama and not like Rav Nachman Rav Yosi, and therefore that's what he came to tell us loy take it. The Ikar Yamri, but others say just the opposite. Tama denisus v'yachkach bo Edom. That the case of our Mishnah is that first she got married, like it says in the Mishnah, they heard that Bala went to Medina Sayyam, she got married, Viachka, and they told her that the Bala died, right? And the one aid or two aidim came. If it's only one aid, Tetsu Mizeo was there, but if it's two aidim, then she can go and stay. So what happens? Tabin, this is Viachka Bo Aidim. Our Mishnah's pattern is that she first got married and the new aidim came on the scene. Avu Bo Aidim Viachach Nisis. However, if it will be the other way around, if two Edom came and then after that she got married, like the Rav Nachman Rav Yosi case, Taitze, Kiman Kirum Nachman Rabbi Yosi. And so therefore, it's not so much what Rav said directly, but it's the diuk of Rav. That Rav is saying it's only in the case of our Mishnah. But had she gotten married up Ishna Kedem, Loi Taitze. You know when that situation is, that's Tavka Loi Taitze, if she got married first, and then Achakach Bohu Edem. However, if the Edom came first, then I agree with Rav Yosi. Taitze, she's got to leave immediately.
And she said Bari Lee, because all those.
But admit the Bari Lee and the two Edom came together.
And then she's marrying one of the Edom.
Exactly, the Gans Cheshman that we had before. Zokti Mor Yetzvei, Ti Mor Masav Rav, I have a Kasha on Rav. Minayim Shimlei Rotza, Defanoi. Defanoi is a very unusual term. What Defanoi means, says Rashi, is we're going to push him, we're going to press him. We're talking about a situation with a kohen who went and married under those types of circumstances. In other words, like the case of our Mishnah, that he went and married the lady after we heard from one or two Edom, we'll see in a moment, one Edom, two Edom, that we heard that she became an almana because the husband passed away, and a kohen now went and married her, and now we have one aid or two aid with the husband and all that coming back with Borili and the Holy Sheft. How do we know Shim Leirotz if he did not want to be Moitzi? The Mishnah says, Teitzi Mizeo Mizeo. What happens if he didn't want to be Moitzi? Defanoi, Defanoi means that we push him out.
Like go for the Kuma and push him against the wall?
If you look at Rashi, Defanoi, go up four or five lines of the Rashi, Defanoi, he ko'u the kinshe bal korcha. Go and hit him on the head and be Mekadishim. Why does Rashi use the term Mekadish? Because says Gemara, Tamaloyma, how do I know? Vikidashtoi, Bal Korchoi. Usually we learn Vikidashtoi is talking about that he gets certain fringe benefits by the fact that he happens to be a kohen. You have to Mekadish him to let him go and get the first aliyah, to go and go first in making a bracha at the table, go and give him various kibudim. Here the Vikidashtoi the Gemara is learning now is also the burdens and responsibilities of being a kohen. Bal Korchoi, don't allow him to go and be married to a woman under these types of circumstances. And Defanoi, so where does the word Defanoi come from? So the Arch quotes one of the Mefarshim that it comes from the word that when they used to give lashes, sometimes they gave it with reeds that were made from Hutza Vidafna. Mm. Hutza Vidafna are considered to be relatively flimsy reeds that if you use for a Mechitza in Sechus Bava Basra, the Gemara talks about how much space do you have to leave on this side and that side in between if you're going and making subdividing a chutz of two shutfim, you're making such a wall of hutzah medafna. So it means over here, mekitz and pech medafna is like a dafna reads and hit him over the head. Anyway, how do you know that you have to go and push him out? So now, that's the halacha that Rav is quoting from a braisa. Hey, Chidami, what are the fact pattern of that you have to push him out? In other words, not like the fact pattern that we baked into our case at the top of the Amid. She didn't go marry one of the Edom. And she doesn't say Borili. And Avada, if you have a situation like our Gemara, that you have the Bo Horug Baraglov, you have the original husband coming back in person. And she doesn't say Borili. I know for sure. It's just, my sense of it is it's not my husband. I really can't tell you because he left on a business trip 2 days after Sheva Brachas. So I'm not really 100% sure. If she didn't say Borili, and if the person that she married to was not one of the Edom, so he really doesn't know either. So of course we're going to go and force this Kohen to go and divorce his wife. Takes him Mizel Mizel. What right do they have to get married in the first place? The husband came back alive. If she says, I know for sure that it's not my husband, it's one thing. But she doesn't know for sure. She's speculating. Probably. I don't know. Elav. So what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Denis is Le'echa Me'edel. V'ka'amra Barli. Oh, our fact about it. That she marries one of the Edom, and the Eid swore, I was there, and I know for sure I was at the Hespin, and I was Masvid myself. I was a Chevra Kedisha, and I buried him. She said, he knows for sure. And she says, Barli, I know for sure. I see all the simonim. He doesn't have that birthmark in back of his ear and on top of his belly and all the rest. Ukintani, and it says, Defani, that we still go and push him out. Alma mafkina lo mine. So you see that even though you have the same fact pattern that we're talking about in our Gemara, we still go and force the husband to go and be megarisher. So how did go? How did Rav go and say in the Amar Aleph, this is how Bishnei Yidim Loitayt say, she doesn't have to go out. Havana, she has to go out. They're going to force him to go and force her out. Everything more is a kunishaini. The reason why this price is talking about the kiddush the bal korchai, because we're talking about the koyin. Koyin, of course, is part of the elite of Klal Yisrael. He is super kiddush compared to all the rest of us, and therefore on him is a special din of teitzay, and that Rav can agree with. But he's saying if we're talking about regular amchayin, meaning Leviim or Yisraelim, we would not go and force him. I'm sorry?
The Am Ve'eda.
The Am Ve'eda, what would be the name? Loitates. The Iboy Yisema, Nochab Shat, my Defanai. Defanai means that we force, doesn't mean that we force him by giving him pech. Defanai Ve'edim, that we're going to try to use legal measures to go and force him out. What would that be? Says Rashi, we're going to go and try to find Edim to go and enforce what really happened. If you look at Rashi, Defanai Ve'edim, same line, parallel. Look at Rashi. Bezim Musharim, under these circumstances, when you have a coin, and everybody's talking, I'm not sure, the first husband, you're an imposter, the wife says, Borili, to wait, a ganze Geschäft. Bezim Musharim, Litroyech, Acher, Edim, Lahakish, Esarishoinim, Hamatirin, Oisa. They are required to go and bang themselves and bang their hearts to go to try to find new Edim to go and be countervailing evidence and testimony. Kadevakadja says, a coin, Shloisana. To go and say, Koyin, don't marry her. Our mission is this, but once she's married already, Loi Teitzei. So therefore, says Rav, I would agree with that. Yes, the Bezin should go mi matriach. They should hire private detectives, try to find out the truth. That's all wonderful. Ablamaisa, if she's already married, Loi Teitzei. The Iboy Yisema Nochabshat, Kishabo Eidem Yachach Nisis, from Nachem Rabbi Yosihi, that this Raisa that's talking about Bekidasha is talking about that there were already two peers of Edom on the scene. One peer of Edom says that the husband died. The other peer of Edom says the husband is alive. What did she do? She shouldn't get married. Raisa says, Loi Tinase. What happens if she did get married? Said Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi, in such a case with a bow, Edom first, and Ach Kach Nisus, Avada Teitze. That was the Lashon Nachman Rabbi Yosi. You have no right to go and rely on the first pair of Edom when there's a second pair of Edom which are misnaged and say that it's not true and that we know for sure that he's still alive. What business do you have getting married? And if he did get married, they'd say, you relied on one pair of Edom, but there's one pair of Edom that says, no, it's true, true. That's what the Bryce is talking about. The Fanai, we force him under those circumstances, true and true, to go and divorce his wife and get out of the situation. All of the terutzim that the Gemara gave until now was all based on the assumption that when Rav said in the Omer Aleph, Loi Teitze, it means he does not have to leave the second wife. And that's why we had all these questions. Not leave the second one, the second husband, I'm sorry. That she doesn't have to leave the second husband. She doesn't leave the second husband. The husband is here, the first husband is here. She doesn't recognize him. She married an ape. All of the things that we said before. You too have a Friday Chalach Dino. We'll see Mitch Tuesday morning. Don't forget. BUAC, right? Good. Rav Ashi Oimer. My Loitate to come Rav. Loitate to the Rishoin. We're not talking about Loitate from the second husband. About that, she has to leave the second husband. But she doesn't have to leave the first husband, meaning she can go and return to the first husband. Why can she return to the first husband? Because although it's in the beginning of the Mishnah, that's only because there was one aid that she relied on. But if there were two aidim that she relied on, and now the husband comes back in person, she can go back to her original husband. Why is she allowed to go? Because there's no reason to penalize her. The only reason why we assessed all of those penalties, and she loses the ksup and the pages and the mezayim and all of that, because she wasn't daika umintzava. There was only one aide, and she fell asleep at the job. She didn't do proper due diligence. Her husband came back. But if she relied on two aidim, there's nothing wrong with relying on two aidim. That's halacha. You always allowed to rely on two aidim. In fact, the Mishnah itself told us that halacha. If you go back to the Mishnah again on Pei Zayin Amid Beis, four lines before the end of the Mishnah, it says, V'imnisis shaloi berishus. If she got married without the rishus of Bezdin. And how did Rashi explain that, and how did the Gemara explain that? If you look back at the Gemara, just skip down to the Gemara. Menitani seif, and this is Shloi Brishus. This case Shloi Brishus. What does that mean, Shloi Brishus? Muteris lachsaloi. She's allowed to go back to the first husband. What means Shloi Brishus? Shloi Brishus Bezdin. We didn't need to ask Bezdin's authority. Elabeid, because there were two Eidin. Mechal Dereshus Brishus Bezdin, Ubeid Echad. Oh, so the Mishnah already made this distinction between one Eid and two Eid. Then if there's only one Eid, and she didn't do a good due diligence, Taitse Mizel Mizah. But in case, that this is Shaloi Brishus, that she didn't need the Rishus Bezdin because she had to wait him. Mutar is Lachzalei, she's allowed to, Loi Teitzei, she's allowed to go back to the original husband. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is just really repeating the Mishnah. Amar Rav Lishanu, Ashnis Beirecha, Teitzei Mizel Mizel. Amnis Apishnei Eidim, Loi Teitzei, she can stay with the original husband, Tachzor Lebal Harishan. And that's what the Gemara is saying now. Zokt Rav Ashi, Amar, my Loi Teitzei, Amar Rav, Loi Teitzei with Teitzei Rishon, she can go revert back to the first husband. Freit Yamara Ha'omer Rav Chodazimna. Didn't Rav already say this once? Did not in our Mishnah? Nis Shloi B'Shus Mataris Lach Saloi. The Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav Hachi Hilchasa. Now, the Choyer, there's no grace of Chiddush Hachi Hilchasa, just stating in the Mishnah. That, and it's not controverted in the Mishnah. But in Miyat Hashem, we're going to see on Yom Tif in another 2 days, and Daf Tzadik and Tzadik Aleph, there'll be another man, the Omer and Abraisa, that disagrees with our Mishnah, and will say that even under those circumstances, Teitzi Mizeh Umizeh, and that's why Rav has to say, no, Hachi Hilchasa, does it the Mishnah, that's the halacha, that what? That if she got married based on two Eidim, Loi Teitzi. Why is Rav repeating himself twice? 1 second, why is Rav repeating himself twice? Here on the Omer Aleph, he said, Loi Teitzi if the two Eidim. And separately, Rav said that the halacha of our Mishnah of Nisi Shloi Brishus, which means Shloi Brishus Bezim, because there were two Eidim, Buteris Lachzalai says, Rav, that's the halacha. Isn't he repeating himself twice? Rav only said it once. The second time that you hear it in the Gemara is because someone took the halacha of Rav and said, and the same thing would apply in the XYZ case. In other words, one man, the Omar, was learning just the ratio of the Mishnah, and he said that Rav said that this only applies Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh if there's only one Eid, but if there would be two Eidim, then like Teitzei. And somebody else heard that and said, oh, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah in the Sefer. But it says the Sefer in the Shloi B'Shus Mutaris Lachzalai. You know why that's the case? Because Rav Paskin like that halacha, that in case you have two Eidim, then you do not have to go and leave Loi Teitzei. So, but according to Ravashi, this whole Loi Teitzei is not talking about the second, it's talking about the first husband. And then the memra of Rav is so much easier to understand. Yes?
I'll let David Fishman ask his question first. I have a follow-up.
Somebody else has a question on the Zoom?
Yes, so,
it's getting late, that's all.
What is the deal with staying in front of all those B'chafu, B'chafu, B'nei Ma'arava?
Illegal.
They were all going to understand that the statement refers to the Baal Shemi, that the Baal Lord is named Baal Shemi.
Ravashi is saying that the people of Marava didn't get the full facts and details about what Rav said. They assumed that when Rav said Loi Teitzei is referring to the second husband, and therefore justifiably they were smirking and laughing. Says Ravashi, that was not the intention of Rav. That was not what Rav said, and that's not what he intended. They misread or misunderstood what Rav said, because Rav was really referring to the first husband and not to the second husband.
Ravashi will list 3 or 4 generations after Rav, only now is saying that that Meirah, it's only at that point that someone is saying that Meirah, at time of Rav, were mistaken.
Presumably, Ravashi's Rebbe learned from his Rebbe, that that was what Rav said and that was what Rav intended, and that Ravashi is just now not on his own justifying what Rav said, but he's just passing on the Masoira of what he understood from his Rebbe going back to Rav, that that's what Rav really meant all along, not like the Marava people mistakenly thought, but he was only referring to the first husband, Loi Teitzei, but not to the second. Barry has a question. Brother Shai has a question.
Shai wants us to continue.
Brother Shai wants us to continue, so
I'll hold my question for the end.
We'll hold questions to the end. Okay, we've finished now with Rav, and we begin now with Shmuel. Oh, Mishmuel! Loishanam. Now, what is Shmuel referring to? He's going back on the Mishnah where it says in the Mishnah, Teitzei. Oh, that sounds familiar. The Omer Rav, no, Omer Shmuel, Loishanam, when do you say Teitzei? Ele Shaloi Makhishosai. When she is not going and being Makhish. If she's being machish, she's saying, I disagree, loy teitze. Now, what means the hakhosha? The hakhosha is vis-a-vis the new husband, not the new husband, the first husband that comes back on the scene from Medina Siyah. She had originally remarried based on 1 aid. Now the husband comes back, and the husband's back, it says in the Mishnah, oh, the husband's back, teitze mizeh mizeh. Says Shmuel, 1 second. That's only if she acknowledges, this is my original husband, Mr. Jack Smith. She says, it's not true. This is an imposter. She does not have to leave. She could stay with her second husband. Let's hear all the facts. If two Edom are coming together with that original husband, and they're saying, this is your husband. We know for sure. We were with him from day one until now. We know for sure. What difference does it make that she's machish? She's going against two Edom. Achosh against two Edom doesn't work. And Lebachad, oh, must be talking about there was only one aid that comes and says, this is your husband. It's time to machishos. It's only because she's machish, she's fighting him. Hashoska, but if she would be quiet, teitze, then she would have to go and leave her second husband. Va'amaula, kol mokim shemina teire eid echad ari kan shnayim, vein devarim shalachim mokim shnayim. What is the Gemara saying? Ula says that whenever we find that the Torah empowers and authorizes one aid, and although most of the Mepharshim learn that we're not talking about Hemina Torah, here we're talking about, like the Gemara said on the Amud Aleph, that it's the Chachamim Mishum Iguna Ikilu Barabanim, and they empowered one aid. But bottom line is, one aid is now empowered. Harikan Shnayim. Then he has the status as if he were two aidim. And if he's two aidim, then Dvarim Shal Echad Mokim Shnayim. If only one aid came on the scene and says, this is your husband, in such circumstances, that one aid is only one guy. The original aid echad is two guys, because that's what Ula said. He's like two. So even though physically it's one against one, but halachically it's one against two. And the original two aided, meaning the original aid said, the husband died. So in such circumstances, loy teitze, why do you go and say, going back on the kasha, we're saying davka because she's machish. But if she would not be machish or shoska teitze, why does she have to be teitze? Even if she didn't say a word, she should be able to go and stay with her husband because she's relying on the power of two aidim, which was the original aid, and she could ignore this new aid that came on the scene. Every mahakam mayiskinan, what we're talking about is bipsuli aidis ukanam chamia. And Rashi says we no longer have to say it's talking about one aid. We can talk about two Edom came on the scene. But the two Edom were not your normal qualified Edom. We're talking about second class Edom. Rashi says, Kigoyim Kroivim, Koynoshim, or others that Osu Bahadeh. Kroivim that came along and said, we were together with your husband the whole time from day one until now, even though normally they wouldn't be believed because they are Kroivim, but the two of them. Who can Mechemiah? So what does Rav Nechemiah say? Desanya Rav Nechemiah Oymer Kol Mokim Shemina Torah Eid Echad, where the Torah gave Nemonis to one eid, like in our case of the Iguna. Heilach Achad Roiv Deyos V'Yosu Shnei Noshim B'Ish Echad K'Shnei Anoshim B'Ish Echad. What is Rav Nechemiah saying? Rav Nechemiah says that even though normally Hilchois jurisprudence in a Bezin, we would not allow two Kroivim and two Noshim to go and testify, but here we're talking about exceptional circumstances where we allow from one aid to go and give aidus and believe him like two because of Igunei Kilibarabana. So we're changing the Hilchois normal jurisprudence. Once we're changing those halachas, there are other changes that we're going to make, and that is that we're going to believe even two psule aidus, and we're going to go after Roiv Deyos. Roiv Deyos means we're going to go and count the number of people that we have. The Osu Shteinosha B'Yish Echad, that first person, the Hemina Torah Ke'ed Echad, but he's one guy. So in this version of Rav Nechemiah disagrees with Ula. He's one person. The two Noshim, or the two Avodim, or the two Kroivim, or the two Psuliadis that came on the scene, they have a status of two. Two women against one man is Kishnei HaNoshim Yish Echad, as if they were two men against one man. And therefore, we would go and believe these two women. Unless and until she's machish. If she's shoska, if she says nothing, teitze. Because we have like two Edom against the original one Ed. therefore she has to leave. However, if she's machish, then we will believe her. Why will we leave her, says Rashi? Because fart, these two Edom happen to be psuli Edis. They're not kosher Edom. So therefore, if she's machish, she said, don't believe these two women, don't believe these two Kroivim, don't believe these two Avadim, then we would follow her, and that's what Shmuel meant to say, in such circumstances, loy teitzei.
So Nechemia is a Tana, Ula is an Amora.
Yeah.
So we're saying Ula is arguing with Nechemia?
You'll see Vibay Yisema.
Okay.
That Rav Nechemia holds exactly like Ula. Vibay Yisema kol heichad di osa eid echad kashem yikara. Afilu meyen noshem ki eid echad damyan. According to this second version, what Rav Nechemia is saying is that when you have one aid, I agree with what Ula said before, that one aid has a status like two aidim. And therefore, wherever Hamina Torah Eidach, we have Eidach Kosha Meikara in this type of situation, by Niguna, we believe that one as if he's two. And therefore, even Meyan Noshim, even 100 women can come, Keidach Adami, and they only have the status like one against two, and they all lose out. We do not go Basar Roiv Deyais. So, what was this whole mass about the Roiv Deyais of two? That the original aid that we're talking about in Shmuel's case wasn't an aid kosher. That aid that came in the Dina Seyom and said that Meis Baalech was also a second class aid, was an Isha Meikar. And now Vatitzar Rav Nechemia Hachi, and now we're going to explain Rav Nechemia a little bit differently than we explained it a moment ago. That what did Rav Nechemia say? Rav Nechemia Oimer, Kol Mokim Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Like in our case, the Torah believes in one aid. Heilach Achar Roiv Deyois, then you do go after Roiv Deyois. What does that mean? The Osu Shtei Noshim, Beisha Achas, two women against one woman, which is our case over here, Kishnei Anoshim, Beisha Echad, and therefore we're going to go and believe the two women against the one woman. Since we're going to believe the two women, what's the din? Then we would go and believe them that the husband, in fact, is still alive. And if she is not makhish, teitzei. But because, bottom line is, they're still not kosher edim, because it's still two women. In that case, says Shmuel, if she's makhish, then loy teitzei, she does not have to leave. But says, there I agree with you. It's two women against one aid. And that one aid was a proper aid. In other words, it was not a deficient or inferior aid. That we would say it would be like tray against tray. And therefore, we would not go and believe. We wouldn't go buser roiv deois. When do we have roiv deois? Two women against one woman. But if it's two women against one man, since that one man, the chachamim, authorized and empowered him, Kishtayedim, and the other two, the women would fall away. And that's the end of today's shtickle. Mirchem to be continued tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Freilich and Yom Tif, and Mirchem, see you all Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning's block for Mirchem. Have a good Shabbos, Yom Tif to everybody here on the Zoom.